My name's Faye Yu, and I'm the VP of Admissions for the Women in Leadership Club. I'm off camera so that you can see the rest of our panelists here, but I'll let them introduce themselves. I can go ahead and start. I'm from Germantown, Maryland, from the East Coast. I went to the University of Maryland. Pre-Haas, I was in consulting, and post-Haas, I'm looking to go into consumer goods industry. While I'm here at Haas, one of the interesting organizations that I'm part of is called the Center for Responsible Business, and I am the student lead helping to run the Patagonia Case Competition, which is a case competition that Haas does every year in partnership with Patagonia, the apparel company. Pass it off to Tiff.
Hi, my name is Tiffany Tran. I am from Long Beach, California. My undergrad was at UC Berkeley, so I'm a double bear. Pre-Haas, I was working in entertainment and CPG or consumer packaged goods industry, and post-Haas will likely stay in CPG or move into consulting. And one of the leadership roles I have here at Haas is I'm one of the co-presidents of Consulting Club and also on the leadership team for the Marketing Club.
And I'm Lauren Germanis. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, and come from social impact and will continue in social impact. And a couple of the leadership opportunities I'm part of on campus, I'm a VP of the Women in Leadership Conference that's coming up in just a few weeks. And then I'm also a co-president of the Mindfulness Club.
Great. I'm Isabella Doherty. I'm originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I went to Wellesley College for my undergrad. Before Haas, I was doing policy research at the Federal Reserve Bank in Minneapolis. After Haas, I'm hoping to go into consulting. At Haas, I'm one of the co-presidents for Women in Leadership, and I'm also involved with our MBA Association, which is our student government, where I oversee clubs on campus.
I'm Gina Haney, and I'm from Agoura Hills, California, originally. I went to USC, and prior to Haas, I worked in healthcare consulting. After graduating from Haas, I hope to work in human resources and switch into talent management and talent strategy. Similar to Isabella, we have overlapping organizations. I'm the other co-president of Women in Leadership, and I'm also on the MBA Association, and I work with the administration to make sure that students' needs and academics are met.
Hi, everyone. I'm Victoria Chen. I'm from the Bay Area. Went to UCLA for undergrad. And pre-Haas, I was in biotech consulting, and then I did a short stint at an AI startup. And post-Haas, going into tech, ideally something in product management or product marketing. And in terms of org involvement, I'm on leadership for the Haas Technology Club, Marketing Club. I'm also in this program called Insight for Leadership Development, and help out with student interviews.
So as you can see, we have a really diverse group of women here on the panel today. We've got a great set of questions that some of you have submitted ahead of time, so we'll get started with those. But having heard our backgrounds, feel free to think of any more questions and type them in the chat. Time permitting, we'll try to get through as many as we can. I'll just be here on the side helping to moderate. So to start us off, one of the questions that we had from our participants today was, can you please share examples of how men have supported the advancement and inclusion of women at Haas and in their careers? Anybody want to take that one?
Yeah, sure. I can take that. So in the Women in Leadership Club, we have, as part of our organization, this group called Manvassadors, and they are a group of men who serve as allies for women in business, and they host several talks and discussions pretty regularly to talk with other men on campus and educate them about some of the challenges that women face working in business. And they're a really great group of men on campus because they're really trying to build their set of the understanding that they have before they go out or go back into the real world about what it is that they can do. If they're in a boardroom with another woman or working with women on teams, how they can empower them and help them, and also just understand some of the challenges. So that's some of the experience I have, and I'm not sure well, I've also worked with the ambassadors, but they're a really great group, and it's something we're really proud of here at Haas.
One of the other questions that we had has to do with the mentorship programs that are available on campus. Specifically, the question is, do any formal mentorship programs exist for women here at Haas? So I know that we have a number of formal and informal ways. Does anyone want to touch upon those?
I can start talking about the informal ways.
Sure.
So one of the ones I wanted to highlight, which I think made a really, or makes a big difference in the feeling of the community, is that we use Slack as our main method of communication across the UC Berkeley campus, or for Haas. And so someone recently made a private Slack channel specifically for women at Haas. And this is something that I actually also had at my previous workplace. And it was nice because you feel like you have a platform to just talk really candidly and have a community in that sense. And I didn't realize how much I missed having something like that until I left my previous workplace and then, you know, came here. And when someone actually made that channel, it was actually kind of fun because it's just like random things. It's not like something official, but it's just a way to, I think, connect with people and share interesting conversations, whether that's related to like women in leadership slash business, or even if something simple, like, I don't know, someone asking for like Advil or, I don't know. I don't know if anyone else wants to talk about other avenues.
Sure, we also do, through a more formal channel with the undergraduate women at the undergraduate business school on campus. So there's sort of a formal matching process that we facilitate through the Women in Leadership Club, where we pair Haas MBA students with undergrad students who are interested in various careers or interested in how do they network their courses to get into a certain industry, how do they approach that first internship search, what does it mean to look at business school in the long run. So we work with them. We usually have anywhere from 20 to almost 50 people who participate in that. So that's a really nice way to build community across the UC Berkeley campus and connect with people in different programs.
Yeah, definitely. One of the other questions we had is around the Forte Fellowships, which I know most of us, if not all of us, are Forte Fellows. The question specific is around the fellowships that get awarded. How and when do the Forte Fellowships get awarded? Vic, did you want to take it?
Yeah, sure. So I can take that one. So yeah, I did get a small fellowship, monetary fellowship from Forte Fellows. And the question specifically asked about like how and when that happened. So in terms of how, it's obviously like a candid conversation that you can have. Either you will be awarded with it upon receiving an offer, or if you want to have a conversation with admissions and maybe you have money from another offer, for example, then that's something you can also oppose. And in terms of when, mine is on a, it was like right before the school year essentially started is when it was like given to me. And then it's usually spread across a certain period of time. So you wouldn't get it in a lump sum, but you would have it by semester. So I'm happy to talk about other questions if people, you know, want to discuss offline, for example, about how you approach that conversation.
And also quite generally, if you don't get a monetary scholarship, you also can be awarded a Forte Fellowship, just more so as a title. And it's a community at Haas where women who select the box in admissions program, you're pretty much not guaranteed to be a Forte Fellow, but the community has happy hours. And also in terms of giving back, some of you may have received calls from some of the Forte Fellows congratulating you on Haas and just wanting to get you excited about the community here at Haas as well.
Perfect. So we actually have quite a few questions around the entrepreneurship space. One was submitted ahead of time, and we also have one in the chat. The way that I'll spin it is that the first question is there a focus to increase representation of women in the entrepreneurial society? And then to add to that, what are some additional opportunities on campus for entrepreneurship? Is there anything like being able to connect with people for mentorship, specifically in the entrepreneurship space? You know, Tiff, you're quite involved with that. Can you speak a little bit about those opportunities?
Sure. So I'm a part of a program at Berkeley called Launch, which is a startup accelerator program. It's a super competitive program that has students and also other graduate students actually apply and basically get accepted to the program. In terms of what the startup does, it's this whole kind of both networking and educational experience for a lot of co-founders and co-founding teams to get experience in terms of networking with advisors and mentors, but basically to get the steps into play in helping launch your company. I'd say in terms of there's no formal way of how to increase women representation in the entrepreneurship side, but Berkeley is one of the top schools in entrepreneurship. So just inherently, there are a ton of women and men both interested in starting their own company. I have two classmates of mine who are also in Launch who started a food company. So it's in terms of women being involved in the space, there's just inherently a lot of women who are interested in entrepreneurship. So in terms of that, it's a really great program. And there are other programs such as SkyDeck and also BearX, other formal programs to help encourage entrepreneurship.
I think in addition to entrepreneurship being a pretty male-dominated industry, tech and consulting and finance, those are all as well. And so another one of the questions that we had was around, what are some of the things that you've learned at Haas to help navigate typically male-dominated fields? And are there any specific resources for this? You know, Vic, you came from consulting and are looking to go into tech. You have a PM internship this summer. Just speak a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think that, just to reiterate, I came from a consulting background in biotech, and then am going into PM or product management for a tech company in San Francisco. And so generally those are pretty male-dominated industries. And I think for me, what has been nice is just like feeling empowered from like peer advisors or second years or others who have found that path. And I think generally that just having a reminder of like very honest conversations where people say like, you know, don't feel like you know less in the room just because you don't have a PM like background or because you haven't worked with engineers. And I think those are roles where you're often communicating with people who have different knowledge from you, like engineers, designers, like other product people. So I think that as a general like tone from other people and having that encouragement was helpful. I think from another perspective, actually, in terms of salary negotiation, for example, which I know is like a tough conversation to have often, I use this resource we have called CMG Bears, which basically is a database at Haas over a certain period of time that shows the different offers that people have received. And having something like that that's very like data-backed definitely gave me confidence to go into a conversation after receiving an offer and saying like, hey, you know, I'm being offered less than like what my peers had been offered, for example. And I think having those tools is really resourceful and helpful at Haas. And I think sets the tone for just like the Haas culture and mentality of how to approach things. And then I know someone else wanted to talk about like 81 cents, for example, right? During
Yeah, so there's a startup focused called 81 cents, which is more focused on women in negotiation, if I can remember. So that's an example of one of the startups that's come out of Haas to help change the conversation and ensure that it's elevated when there's negotiations at hand. I forgot to mention some other startups started by women, including Revolution Foods, Bite Foods, and also Indiegogo, which are all co-founded at least by one woman, or not two. So those are just examples of how the entrepreneurship experience, and there are successful women entrepreneurs that come out of Haas as well.
Yeah, and that's actually something you could look up, like the 81 cents company that Tiff just mentioned. It was started by a current second year, and it talks specifically about like that negotiation process. And there were workshops, and you mentioned that as well. But yeah, you could Google it and even look more into it if you're interested in something like that and how people perceive those things.
Right. And to be quite frank, like Haas hasn't completely figured out in terms of women and diversity and inclusion, both on the faculty side and the student side, but Haas is really making a concerned effort to elevate that conversation with these resources. There's also, Lauren mentioned earlier, there's the Women Leadership Conference that's coming up. It's really focused on like women in business. And also there's an inclusion pitch competition that Haas is hosting as well from EGAL, which is all focused on inclusion for women and gender equity.
We also have a new incoming dean who's made it her mandate to really focus on diversity and inclusion in terms of faculty as well. So that's something that I think she'll be pushing as she begins her tenure here.
Sure. Yeah, I think it's awesome to hear that, you know, we acknowledge where we are in our process of equity and gender equity. And we do have a long ways to go, but we're a school that really recognizes that and has a bunch of resources to address these things on the forefront. An interesting question that we did get is about some of the more unconscious things that go on. And so the question is specifically, can you talk about some of the instances about where Haas has addressed unconscious biases on campus? What initiatives does Haas take to spread awareness about these unconscious biases? And I know the first thing that comes to my mind is during our orientation week, we received a bunch of, you know, implicit bias training. Does anyone want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. I think, as Faye was mentioning, we did have in our orientation implicit bias training. We also had sexual harassment training. And I think some other trainings that we do, so you're informally, just a lot of different discussions in general on campus. So there's a class called Dialogues on Race that student facilitated and really opens the space up to talk about some of those issues. We also have, I was in a speaker series last semester that was also student run on. It was called Changing the Norm. And so every week we had a speaker come in and talk about how they were empowering women in the workplace and what implicit biases women would face in management or in various industries. And so that was, there were men in that class as well. And that was a nice way to introduce them as well to some of the challenges that women often face in the space. I'm trying to think of other trainings. I think I'm not so sure they're like specific trainings, but I will say that people are very open to having conversation. It's a very collaborative environment and really accepting of what people want to talk about and what they want to share. And I think that's really unique to Haas and facilitates this like open communication and idea that there's always something to learn. I mean, it's one of our unifying principles, student always, but I think that really is embedded in the fabric of who we are.
Yeah, I think Gina brought up a lot of really good points, and I think even from the faculty side, faculty take course evaluations and course feedback very seriously, and we do them throughout the term so that faculty can get sort of real-time feedback on how students are feeling about their class, their teaching style, and so if a student feels that maybe there's some bias at play, students are very quick to raise these issues, whether it's through evaluations or through office hour conversations, and professors are very quick to sort of change what they're doing to adapt and to look for new ways to teach the information to make sure that everyone feels welcome in the classroom and to make sure that these types of implicit biases are sort of mitigated.
Yeah, actually one more thing related to what Isabella was saying, it just reminded me, thank you. We do have two other groups on campus, the Race Inclusion Initiative and Gender Equity Initiative, and both of those are student run like research arms that specifically look at implicit biases in the student experience at Haas, and then work with various administrators and career personnel to make sure that those biases are addressed and to make sure that the environment feels inclusive.
Yeah. We're actually getting a lot of job-related questions as well, which is really great because we have a diverse. We've got a bunch of different industries that people are coming from and going into. To keep it more broadly, one of the questions is, how have you all been able to decide on your post-MBA goal jobs and what kind of resources around that?
Yeah, so I guess I can start. So I came from a very non-traditional MBA background. Doing monetary policy research at the Fed is not something a lot of applicants do. So coming into Haas, I didn't have the same core business background a lot of people had. So when I got here, I kind of knew there were industries I was interested in, but didn't really know exactly what I wanted to end up doing for my summer internship. So I really utilized the second year students to set up coffee chats, really looked at recent alums to call up, ask them what they're doing, why they ended up where they were, what they had done before, what skills they wanted to get. And that really helped me narrow down the fields that I was looking into. Ultimately, I landed on consulting. For me, it provided a nice mix of still doing quantitative research, but also gave me the opportunity to really work more collaboratively and have sort of that breadth of experience across different industries. And so for me, working with different second years, I know Vic had mentioned peer advisors, which are second years who worked in a specific industry for their summer internship or before Haas, who are specifically there working with career management to help you with this job search process and who can give you advice about interviewing, applications, any questions you have. So I really leaned on them throughout the process. And then consulting is an industry that's very structured in recruiting. So I was able to work with career management, work with the firms who came to campus to go through that process.
Yeah, I think the first year, you're expected to just explore. So don't feel bad if you don't know what you want to do yet. Because in the fall, I think everyone goes to different seminars and primers and really utilizes the second years, like Isabella said, just to hear about their experiences and what they might want to get into. Everyone's looking to do either something different with a career on the same path or pivot. And so you really do have a lot of resources to just explore as much as possible. I'm still in that stage right now.
And to add on, the more formalized process that all first years have is Career Week, which a bunch of firms in different industries come out and you get primers, as Lauren mentioned, to learn about that field. So when I went through the process of whether I was going to pivot or stay in the same field, I actually, when I applied round one, so I had December to September or August to really think about it. And you should relax, but I actually did a little bit. I reached out to the Haas community, which the Haas community is amazing. It's like, if you're incoming Haasian, you reach out and just exploring to learn. I was investigating PMs in tech. I was talking to folks in consulting. So I used that whole like pre-Haas process to really validate and test hypotheses, just get a sense of what it's like to work in those fields as well. So that's how my process went.
Yeah, another thing I appreciated, and I think this is just a selling point for Haas in general and where we're positioned geographically, is that there was never a shortage of number of panel speakers, whether they were like Haas alumni or just like in the area because of where these companies are positioned. So during Career Week and also throughout just like the entire fall semester, there were actually too many things that I wanted to go to learn more about like the specific role or this industry that I'm like not sure about. So I was also kind of deciding between a couple things like retail, technology, kind of the overlap between the two, and for a while thinking about design thinking. So I think the point is that you get a lot of exposure to different people because of where we're situated, as well as Haas creating a lot of opportunities to dip your feet into those industries and goals and understanding what it could look like for you.
And also the career management group really encourages testing hypotheses. Like even if you get an internship somewhere, you don't have to commit to that specific company or industry. Mm-hmm. So I'd see that like the MBA experience is really about exploring. If you commit to one thing over the summer, you might find out that you don't like it, and then you can go through the recruiting process again and pivot maybe again to figure out what you want to do.
We actually have a few more questions around like different industries that we maybe not have touched on yet, but we absolutely do have resources around. Some examples are like impact investing and the media and entertainment industry. We have a bunch of student organizations on campus that address those. And in addition to like the alumni centers, we have alumni networking events where you can do network job searches in that way. Could someone talk a little bit more about these networked job search teams that these non-popular, these other industries might take advantage of?
So actually my housemate, who's also a first year Haasie, is going into impact investing. She actually just got her summer internship with Axion, which is an impact investing firm. And so she went through this network job search process. So it's a little bit more informal, just given that these are more niche industries. Mm-hmm. So what Haas does to support you is similar to other industries, there's a lot of panels, a lot of networking with alums, but then what they do is really try to set you with a group of other first-year students who are interested in that field, as well as some second-year students and some alums who worked in the industry or are interested in. And so she was in a group with maybe four or five other Haasies. They meet once or twice a week, sometimes more structured, where they specifically go over resumes, cover letters, who alums in the area are to reach out with together, or sometimes more informal, sort of just being in a room together to look into different companies, different industries. But having those types of networks where you have other peers who are going in the same way was really valuable to her. It helped her go from just looking at broad social impact work to really deciding what side of impact investing she wanted to go into. And so I think people who have gone down those paths find it really helpful. And there's a lot of people in career management group, a lot of alums, the CRB, other orgs on campus who can really help with that.
Definitely. And then continuing on this internship discussion, one of the questions that we just got is, are there any opportunities to have international internships with Haas? Do you or any of your roommates or classmates that we know taking advantage of those?
I'd say for the consulting journey that international work is actually pretty common. We have a lot of classmates who were like born in the States and that they're doing internships, whether it's in Spain or in Australia. So that's definitely an opportunity just given the type of industry that you might recruit for. So I know at least from the consulting realm, that's very common.
From a tech perspective, so we have our career, CMG is like a career management group, and CMG basically has a website called CareerNet where they collate all this information about internship opportunities, part-time work, and so on. And I have noticed that there's a fair amount of like international opportunities, and I appreciate that they like actually gather those and we'll put up the information about it. And you can even do like a search that's more refined. Like if I have an alert created for like, oh, if there are internships in this like region that have this word in the job description, then I want to get an email notification about it. So you could easily do things like that if you know you're set on doing an international internship. There are some classmates like who are looking for internships in China, for example, and they're not, they haven't worked there before. So it's like something that they're exploring. And I think that the opportunity is made available for sure.
Yeah, I think it's important too to realize that while a lot of students get their internships directly through on-campus recruiting, a lot also do not. And so that's just through networking, reaching out to other you know, networks, companies in other countries. To add a few examples, someone from Brazil just got a internship in human resources back in Brazil in her home country. And then someone just got a job in renewable energy in Africa for the summer. So I think there's a big range that we just don't know about yet.
I will say too, if international opportunities are something that you're really interested in, whether it's maybe it's professional and that's why you're thinking about an internship, but there are opportunities to actually study abroad too. Mm-hmm. And so some of our classmates are going abroad this fall to various business schools and doing an exchange mm-hmm. for a semester. So I think one of my friends is actually looking for full-time roles after graduation in London, and so he's trying to study abroad in the fall so he can start that networking process.
I'll also put a small plug for International Business Development, IBD, which is like one of the most popular courses at Haas, where it's a consulting-based class in the spring for first years, and you get placed on a project a different country, so you're consulting for that client during the spring semester, then you are actually in site for 3 weeks. So Faye, do you want to say where you're going? Whoever's in it.
Sure, yeah. I'll chime in from the side. I'm going to Thailand for my 3 weeks. So looking forward to that.
I'm going to Cambodia.
I'm going to India.
That's another great opportunity to be abroad and still do some work on the ground.
Absolutely. So we really only have 3 minutes left, which is incredible because we've been able to get through a bunch of questions. I know that we haven't been able to get through everyone's questions, but we can absolutely follow up via email. I wanted to use the last few minutes of the call, though, to maybe talk about a little bit something more fun. We got a few questions around, not that talking about this isn't fun, but we got some questions around what is the most memorable experience you've had in school? And it could be with respect to other women in the MBA program or just anything else in general.
I have a more jokey one, so maybe someone else can go first.
I'll do a broad one that we can narrow it down. I don't have a specific moment, but like one of the things that I've just really enjoyed is getting to know all the females in our class. Like the guys are great, but I always want to hang out with the females and like get to know them more. So I just get excited when we were just like even hanging out before this webinar. So yeah, I think just general social or academic things with the ladies of Haas.
I think for me, the breaks that you get, like 5 weeks during winter break, I went to Brazil with 31 other Haasis, and that was a lot of fun. And some of us are going to Jordan and Lebanon in 2 weeks. So I think those experiences just to visit a classmate in their home country and get to see the culture and what it's like has been probably my most memorable moment so far. Yeah. I would say for me, I think other school students too, but I love our cohort groups. So we had, like our class is really small. It's another tangent to what I love about the cohorts, but our class is only like less than 300. And so there's only 4 cohorts, and I don't think they were actually in the same cohort. but it was such a great way for us to create an even smaller community. And we had a lot of like cohort pride and a lot of different social events and school events. And I think it was nice to have that first semester and establish a community within Haas that I now feel very connected to.
No, I agree. I think I can go next because it combines the best of what just provided. But I also went on a winter trek to South Africa with a group of about like 27 other Haasis. And that was really fun because one, I'd never been there before. I don't think I would have usually like picked that location as somewhere to go because it's like just so out of the way. And it was an amazing experience, and something that really stood out to me was just how like well connected the group was, even though we were a bunch of people who actually didn't really know each other at the beginning. Like we knew each other informally, but had never really hung out as like one core group. And I think it was like extremely inclusive, and it just goes to show like how great and strong the culture is at Haas. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that I thought of when I heard this question was that a characteristic of that trip was like we played sardines, which is like hide and seek. We like had this giant Airbnb that was like literally a mansion, and there was like 20 something of us staying in there, and we played hide and seek but reverse, which is sardines, where one person hides and everyone else goes to find that person, and when you find them you like will like go with them in that hiding spot, and then everyone, you basically don't want to be the last one to find them. And I think that was just like what kind of the tone of that trip, of how like it was like people can, you know, be amazing and smart and do all these like awesome things at Haas, but then they can also be extremely down to earth, relatable, and like have a good time. And I think that the culture was a huge like piece that drew me to Haas.
And I guess for me, similar to what other people said, a social thing. So mine would be Haas boats, which is a weekend trip that we take right at the beginning of the year, first and second years. Essentially, you go to this big lake and a bunch of houseboats, just with 10 to 20 Haasies on a boat for the weekend. And it's just getting to know people for pretty much the first time since you get to campus, and just being able to build those communities and just relax and enjoy the sun, enjoy the end of summer. The highlight so far.
For sure. Well, thank you guys. Thank you to the panelists for being here. Thank you all for joining over the phone as well. It's awesome that we've had 42 people dial in, which is great. And thank you for all of your questions as well. If we didn't get to answering them, we will find a way to follow up with you as well. But thank you again, and I hope this was helpful. Hope to see you guys at Haas one day, and have a good afternoon wherever you guys are.
Yay, bye. Bye.